the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789, or text us that same number. You know, you come to a point where, you know, you've been in the public's eye for a long time, and you leave the public's eye, and sometimes it's better that you just stay out of the public eye. Pat Robinson, a guy who used to televangelist, you know, who used to be on television and was respected and one of the top televangelists of his time, was seen everywhere, and his voice carried a lot of weight, has retired for a number of years now. The 700 Club, I remember watching the 700 Club. I used to enjoy watching the 700 Club because at that time there were things that Pat Robinson, he was a person who had some ideas at times that made sense. But it was an interesting show to watch, and I remember watching it for a number of years. But Pat Robinson of today is a shell of himself, and people should not put microphones in his face because he has long since lost the ability to be relevant and to make sense of what he has to say. You know, Pat Robinson came out of, you know, exile and said, Putin is being compelled by God to invade Ukraine and fulfill biblical prophecy. He said you should read your Bible because it's coming to pass. This is prophecy and it can't be stopped. So Pat Robinson came out of his retirement to weigh in on the situation, see something even grander in the whole affair. According to him, Vladimir Putin is being willed by God to conduct the invasion as a way of triggering the end of time. I think you can say, well, Putin's out of his mind, and yes, maybe so, said Robinson, but at the same time, he's being compelled by God. He went into Ukraine, but that wasn't his goal. His goal was to move against Israel ultimately. God is getting ready to do something amazing, and that will be fulfilled, said Robinson. And what Putin is doing by moving as he is to set up Ukraine as a staging ground for one of the armies, and then across is Erdogan in Turkey. And you've got between them that little Dardanelles area, and it's going to happen. So I say that's what's coming. Is Putin crazy? Is he mad? Well, perhaps. But God says, I'm going to put hooks in your jaws, and I'm going to draw you into this battle, whether you like it or not. And he's being compelled after the move into Ukraine. He's being compelled to move to get a land bridge and then across the Dardanelles with Turkey. And watch what's going to happen next. You read your Bible because it's coming to pass. You know, unfortunately, there are people in this world and in this society who believes everything they've read in the Bible. And dare I say this, you know, all the things in the Bible, you know, many of them are allegorical. And so you can take them at face value, if you will. Everybody has a right to believe what they want to believe. But to somehow think that Vladimir Putin and the evil in the world is happening and it's all planned out ahead of time by the creators of the heavens and the earth is a bit much. And certainly if you believe that and you're entitled to your own belief, then you should keep that to yourself. What is happening right now with Vladimir Putin has nothing to do with, you know, what the Bible has predicted. It is just a man who, it's just a man who believes in his power and doesn't realize that he has limited power because people come and go. And humanity moves on. So whatever power you think you may have is limited at best because your lifespan has a beginning and an end. Who do we have on the line?
Bill from Oconomowoc has given us a call. Earl.
Hey, Bill. How you doing, my friend?
Good, hey, Earl. I believe in the Bible.
Bill, before you go there, do you remember Ronald Reagan and you know, the things he was saying, and Republicans and conservatives at that time, you remember. Are they anywhere, these people today, they're a whole lot different than those Republicans and conservatives. You can at least talk to them. These people today are like from a different planet.
Absolutely. And the reason they are from a different planet, one, they allowed Newt Gingrich to write his manifesto that he was no longer friends with the Democrats. He was going to war. That was step one. War in Iraq and a bunch of stuff to be done illegally. We allowed that to happen. So now comes Trump and a new generation of politicians. And they're all about their rights with no responsibility. They want rights but no responsibility. Well, now they're so far right, they're actually come complete circle, and they would rather attach themselves to Putin than America. They would rather believe in Putin than James Comey, or Putin than Robert Mueller, or Putin than the Pentagon.
So let me say this to you, because one of the things that Ronald Reagan said about Russia, he was completely opposed to anything. He was the guy who got credit for the dismantling of the USSR.
Right. But the Republicans we have today are not Reagan Republicans. They're
That's
a new faction.
Point.
They're a cult. They're definitely a cult. And they're scared to death of their lack of leadership, so they cling to some goofball like Trump. Trump had 26 sexual charges and 11 bankruptcies before he got to office. Well, no wonder people picked on him. They knew he wasn't going to get anything done, and that's why we went into such disarray. But right now with Biden, what I like about what Joe Biden has done so much right as compared to all the negative stuff Fox and Newsmax likes to drill up, we have a way of winning this completely, and here's how we win it. Are you for America or are you for Putin? You have to pick.
So,
and they say, well, I'm from America, but I'm not for Biden. Hey, Biden is America right now.
So let me ask you, Pat Robinson says this is all prophecy and that Putin had no choice. He's being compelled by God to go into Ukraine. Well, what's your response to that?
Well, here's that as far as being compelled by God. I grew up in the 60s. My grandmother thought, and she was a very biblical lady, she thought that was the end of the world. We persevered through that. We got through that. And before my time, there was World War II, and then there was the Civil War. We've been through worse, and we will continue.
Right.
But by the grace of God, we are going to come through this. And I really believe one thing that Biden and NATO and these countries are learning, let's take his money, and then let's give his money to the forces that will defeat him. His own money is going to end up defeating Putin. And when he realizes this, here's the part we have to just trust in God. when he realizes this, he's going to really go out of the bus. All the wheels are coming off the bus when he wakes up to that. And he will. It's going to happen shortly. What are going to be his choices? I hope his choices are his own country disposes of him.
Well, you know, I think it was we were with Sandy the other day, and that takes more than a notion to, dismantle or to take down Vladimir Putin. But, you know, it's happened before historically. Like you said, other dictators have been taken down, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a coup inside of Russia to take him down. Not going to be taken down from anybody outside. Thank you very much, my friend. I really appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Listen, we've got to go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank everybody who made the show go. Sam, can't do it without you. Can't do it without the listeners of the show. We'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.